听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Steve. Today, we continue with our lesson, Summer at the Movies. We're going to take a peek at some animated films today. Of course, years ago, animated movies were drawn by hand, which was an incredibly time-consuming process. Today, they're being created with the help of computers. And it seems every year, animated movies are becoming more and more realistic. We've got one key word to look at before we jump into today's text. It's the word foundation, as in the old building will fall down if its foundation is not repaired. Okay, please open your magazines and turn to page 20. We'll begin reading at the top of the left-hand column.
Summer at the Movies. Animation to enjoy. Animated films also look to be big this summer. Up, an animated comedy from Pixar, tells the story of a grumpy old man named Carl Fredrickson. He decides to see the world by releasing thousands of balloons from his house. The house lifts off its foundation, and Carl merrily guides his home on a journey around the world.Carl is happy all by himself, but then discovers Russell, an 8-year-old wilderness explorer will be along for the ride.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for our second day, where we're looking at our entertainment article for this month.And we're looking at summer movies. And summer is a time when Hollywood rolls out some of its biggest movies of the year. And today we're going to take a look at two animated movies that will be pretty big this summer.
So the subtitle of this section is called Animation to Enjoy. And it starts out by saying, animated films also look to be big this summer.Let's stop right there for a moment and go to Liz with Grammar on the Go, and she's going to look at this sentence structure for us just a little bit more.
Hi there, friends. I hope you're all doing well today. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about summer movies, so guess where I am today? I'm at the movies. Yes, I'm here at a local movie theater with some friends.We have our tickets already, but my friends went to buy a snack. So, while I'm waiting for them, let's go ahead and take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Animated films also look to be big this summer. Notice the phrase, look to be. It's another way to say promise to be, as in, animated films also promise to be big this summer. Use this expression when you want to talk about how something looks like it's going to be a certain way.For example, the company's new plan looks to be a disaster. Or, this year's harvest looks to be the best in 10 years. And if you'd like to see some other example sentences, they're available in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. Well, friends, that's it for today. Oh, and I think my friends are coming. So, it's time for me to say goodbye. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off.Now, I wonder if they got some popcorn for me.
Welcome back. Thanks, Liz. So we're talking about animated movies, and one in particular. But before we talk about that specific movie, let's talk a little bit about this word animated and animation. What are these words, Chelsea?
Well, when we're talking about animated, something that's animated, it's been made to look and move as though it's very real. So we're talking about cartoons and computer-generated figures that look very real. So those would be animated figures, and animation is the whole idea of having these animated figures.
And a company that's become very famous for its animated movies or its animated comedies is Pixar. And Pixar's new movie this summer is called Up. A very simple title, Up. And it tells the story of a grumpy old man named Carl Fredrickson. Now, grumpy is a word that you might know. And grumpy is usually someone who's a little bit angry or just a little bit easily annoyed and not very happy on the outside. And so Carl Fredrickson is a grumpy old man.
And Carl decides he wants to see the world by releasing thousands of balloons from his house. So the house lifts off its foundation, and Carl merrily guides his home on a journey all around the world. So here's what happens. Carl puts a bunch of balloons on his house, attaches them, and it actually lifts it off its foundation. And that word foundation is referring to the base that something sits on. So all houses are built on some kind of a foundation to keep it firmly in place. And when Carl attaches these balloons, it has enough power in the helium just to lift the house right off its base, and he floats through the sky.
And yeah, usually you don't want your house to be moved off of its foundation. Usually when it's moved off of its foundation, it's a bad thing. But it sounds like in this movie, it could be a pretty adventurous thing. Carl is happy by himself, living by himself as a grumpy old man, but he then discovers Russell. Sounds like an 8-year-old wilderness explorer. And he'll be along for the ride. That means he'll be traveling with this grumpy old man named Carl along for this adventure.
It makes you wonder how Carl is going to react when he figures out that this 8-year-old child is along for the ride. If he's already a grumpy man, it seems like something like a small child might make him more grumpy.
Yeah.
And you know, Chip, I think that animation has really come a long way over the years. I even remember when I was a child, the cartoons that we saw now look very old and out of date compared to the computer-generated images that we see in movies like Up today.
Yeah, almost all of the new animated movies are computer generated, and you really just don't see very many of the old types of cartoons anymore.
Yes, originally, when cartoons like Mickey Mouse, Steamboat Willie was a very old one, and Felix the Cat, very old, those were all hand-drawn, but like Chip said today, everything is computer generated almost. So we're going to go to the chat room now, and then we'll take a break, but we'll be back to talk about more summer movies.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. Linda is back today for a chat. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's really nice to be back in the chat room with you all. So, Ken, I'm glad you're not in a grumpy mood today. You know, in fact, you are very rarely in a grumpy mood. I don't think you're grumpy at all.
Well, thanks. I usually don't have a grumpy mood. I usually get up on the right side of the bed.
Well, that's good, but you don't have a grumpy mood. You are in a mood. So you can be grumpy or be in a grumpy mood.
Oh, so we say he is a grumpy man.
You've got it.
So this grumpy old man our lesson mentions is the villain in this movie, right?
Well, no. Just because someone is grumpy doesn't mean that person is a villain. A villain in a movie is the bad guy who does evil things.
Oh, I get it. 形容词 grumpy 就是脾气坏的、爱发脾气的。课文中提到一个 grumpy old man, 一个脾气暴躁的老人。但这并不表示他是一个 villain。Villain, V-I-L-L-A-I-N, 是戏剧、电影或小说中的坏人。一个人也许 grumpy, 但我们不能说他就是一个坏人。另外 mood 是心情，但是我们并不能说 have a mood。Mood 要用介系词 in, he is in a grumpy mood. 他现在的脾气不是很好。
Well, don't you be in a grumpy mood. Cheer up. It's time for a break.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. We are in the middle of talking about the summer movie season, specifically about animated movies. Now, the new animated movie Up sure looks like a lot of fun. In English, if something is very funny, like a movie, we could say it's hilarious. Hilarious is our next key word, and our example sentence reads, "This book is hilarious. I've never laughed so much in my life." Next is the noun domination, as in both Coke and Pepsi want domination of the soft drink market. And finally, the verb deport. Many countries deport people who are there illegally. Now let's get back into the reading, where we'll look at a sequel of a sequel. We're still on the same page, we're in the same column, but now we'll start on line 10. Please join us as we read.
Summer at the Movies. Manny, Sid, and Diego all return for more adventures in Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs. In this third film in the franchise, Scrat is still chasing his acorn with hilarious results. In G-Force, guinea pig commandos come together to stop an evil villain's plan for world domination. Vocal talents include Nicolas Cage and Penelope Cruz. Many non-animated comedies open this summer as well. Sandra Bullock plays a successful businesswoman in the romantic comedy The Proposal. In the film, she must find a husband on short notice or risk being deported.
Welcome back. We're talking about a couple animated movies that are going to be released this summer. And this next movie that we're going to be talking about has three characters that you might remember from an earlier movie. These characters are Manny, Sid, and Diego. And these return for more adventures in the next Ice Age movie. This one's called Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs. And Chelsea, have you seen any of these Ice Age movies?
I have, and I think they're very cute, they're very funny, and I'm looking forward to seeing this one come out as well. So our text tells us that in this third film in the franchise, Scrat is still chasing his acorn with hilarious results. Now, Scrat is kind of the main cartoon character in this movie. He's very funny, and he always chases an acorn, which is a small nut. And as our text says, there are hilarious results. And that word hilarious is an adjective, and it means very, very funny. And I agree. This is going to be a very, very funny or hilarious movie.
Yeah, and every time I see Scrat, I am always laughing. He is a very hilarious character, but I never know what kind of animal he is. Is he like a squirrel or a chipmunk, or what is he?
He looks a little bit like a squirrel, but maybe a prehistoric or a very old squirrel.
He's some kind of creative animal that they've created. Now we're talking about some other animals in this next movie. These are animals called guinea pigs, and it's a small, kind of a round rodent that has some fur on it, about the size of your two hands coming together. And this next movie is called G-Force, and these are not your typical guinea pigs, are they, Chels?
They are not. They are guinea pig commandos that come together to stop an evil villain's plan for world domination. And that word commandos is one of our more information words. And a commando is a small group or unit of military people, or troops we might call them, that are trained to do a special task that often takes a lot of courage or bravery. So it sounds like these little rodents, these guinea pigs, have been trained as though they were in the military to perform a certain task.
And these particular guinea pigs, though they are small, they are preventing an evil villain or an evil character's plan to dominate the world, or for world domination. That word domination is one of our vocabulary words. To dominate something means to rule over something, or to take control, or to take power over something. So domination is the state of having control or power over something. Here, we're talking about an evil character dominating or having domination over the entire world.
And vocal talents in this movie include famous actor Nicolas Cage and famous actress Penelope Cruz. Well, let's move on to the next movie. Many non-animated comedies also open this summer as well. Sandra Bullock plays a successful businesswoman in the romantic comedy The Proposal. Now, this is another famous name, Sandra Bullock, also very well known in America and all over the world for her movies. And it sounds like she's in a movie this year called The Proposal.
Very famous actress, Sandra Bullock, and she's often very funny. And it sounds like this movie will be pretty funny, too. Now, The Proposal, a proposal is when usually a man proposes to his girlfriend and asks his girlfriend, will you marry me? And it sounds like this is a little bit different type of proposal in this movie. Sounds like it will be funny. In this film, she needs to find a husband on short notice, so very quickly, or she will be deported. She risks being deported, and that is forced out of the country because she doesn't belong there.
So if she doesn't find a husband, she risks being kicked out of the country because she is not a citizen of America. She'll have to go back to her home country. Well, we have another movie trailer for you right now. In fact, we have two. So enjoy this trailer of Up and Ice Age.
Over the years, they've taken you on amazing journeys to worlds you've never imagined.
Wow.
And places you've only dreamed of. This summer, Disney Pixar will take you on their next great adventure. With Carl Fredrickson. And he won't even have to leave his house. This summer, journey to a lost world with these guys.
Hi, Mr. Fredrickson. Please let me in.
No. Oh, all right.
Disney Pixar's Up.
Oh,
survive. It'll take the end of all.
I'm Michelle. 首先我们看 foundation 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 found 建立或打基础这个动词，所以名词 foundation 在这里是指建筑物的地基。例如 the foundation of the building needed to be reinforced after the earthquake， 地震之后这栋建筑的地基需要加强。 foundation 也指一件事物的基础，例如 the foundation of a good marriage is mutual trust，良好婚姻的基础就是彼此的信任。接下来我们看的是 domination 这个名词，它的动词是 dominate， D-O-M-I-N-A-T-E， 统治或支配这个字，所以名词 domination 是指控制权或统治，是一个不可数的名词。例如 The aliens were set on world domination， 这些外星人为了取得地球的统治权而攻击。 domination 也指优势，例如Tiger Woods' domination in golf was once undisputed. 老虎伍兹在高球界的称霸四方在当时是毋庸置疑的。最后我们看的是 deport 这个动词， de 这个字首有离开的意思， port 这个字根有搬运的意思，所以 deport 是指驱逐出境或者是放逐。例如 many illegal immigrants are deported every day， 每一天都有许多的非法移民被驱逐出境，或者是 the country had the criminals deported， 这个国家已经把这些罪犯驱逐出境了。 And time really flies, don't forget to come back tomorrow. Bye bye.
Summer at the movies. Animation to enjoy. Animated films also look to be big this summer. Up.An animated comedy from Pixar tells the story of a grumpy old man named Carl Fredrickson. He decides to see the world by releasing thousands of balloons from his house. The house lifts off its foundation, and Carl merrily guides his home on a journey around the world. Carl is happy all by himself, but then discovers Russell, an 8-year-old wilderness explorer will be along for the ride.Manny, Sid, and Diego all return for more adventures in Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs. In this third film in the franchise, Scrat is still chasing his acorn with hilarious results. In G-Force, guinea pig commandos come together to stop an evil villain's plan for world domination. Vocal talents include Nicolas Cage and Penelope Cruz.Many non-animated comedies open this summer as well. Sandra Bullock plays a successful businesswoman in the romantic comedy The Proposal. In the film, she must find a husband on short notice or risk being deported.
Friends, we have plenty more to talk about tomorrow.As we continue looking at summer movies. Next time, we'll focus more on comedy. Ha ha! Join us, and maybe we'll have some laughs together. In the meantime, I want to invite you to visit our Studio Classroom website. The address is easy to remember, www.studioclassroom.com. Come check out all the different ways you can study English with us and teachers.We have some good resources for you, too. So if you haven't already, take a look. And finally, there's a page where you can drop us a note. We'd love to hear from you. Friends, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.